I had the opportunity in the last months of Catherine's life to pray with her. And I was myself not somebody who much believed in all that a few years back, but heaven was sort of like Santa Claus, something people believed in because it made them feel better. But we had the special experience of sitting together as two of God's daughters, enjoying the loving presence of our Almighty God. And I offer this prayer with those sweet memories in mind. Our Heavenly Father, in our sea of sadness and through our blur of tears, we join here today to thank you for our dear Catherine, to celebrate her life, and to seek some measure of comfort and even joy. Comfort in knowing that Catherine's long and brave suffering is over. Joy in knowing that she's united to you. Comfort in the painlessness of her passing. And joy in having had the rich gift of knowing and loving Catherine as our dear sister, wife, mother, grandmother, and friend. Help us to know comfort and, yes, even joy as we celebrate her life. We thank you for the child who built cities in her sandbox and for the woman whose gifted hands built sturdy stone walls, baked breads, sowed, and planted. We thank you for this mother who conjured up cereal ice cream to entice a young daughter to eat. We thank you for Catherine's keen and curious intellect, her wisdom, her insights and ability to puzzle out any problem, for her knowledge on countless topics, which she displayed so modestly, for her quiet competence, for her love of beauty, and her gifts of leadership. We thank you for this woman so clearly created in your image, for her sweet gentleness and warmth, for her resolute courage and compassion, for her selflessness, for her generosity with her time and with her heart, and for the radiance of her innermost spirit. We thank you for Catherine, who touched so many lives with such a gentle manner. In a world in which listening usually means waiting for your turn to talk, Catherine listened in a totally different way, with all of her heart and mind and soul. For this we thank you, and take comfort and joy that she listened in a way that in some small way reflects how you listen, dear Lord. In a world in which time drives and divides us, Catherine was timeless, totally present, meeting us with open arms, mind, and heart, with no hint of rushing from or to the next something. For this, we thank you, and take comfort and joy that she now has leaped the bounds of time to join you in eternity, an eternity where there is no yesterday or tomorrow, only your eternal present. We thank you for how you drew her ever closer to you in the last months of her life. We thank you for preparing her for her crossing. As our hearts bend under the aching loss of this dear one, we ask that you give us courage and comfort, Lord. Fill the holes in our hearts with your presence and your love. Help us to imagine Catherine as she is now, knit to you, completely healed, skipping and dancing as freely as she did as a child, radiant and overflowing with love. God rest you, Mary Catherine. To God be the glory.